Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Some sizzling hot dish of the latest and greatest entertainment and celebrity news and turn up at the same damn time.
Got that
so
right.
Who ready to have some fun today?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, so you know we got to take it to the West Coast, baby.
Yay, yay. Hey,
say what's up to Frankie Bees and Heidi, 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 ho. Wait, hold up. Do I hear somebody else over there? Later on, J to the LO is showing strippers everywhere how it's really done in the trailer for her new movie, Hustlers.
Yes.
And is country singer Miranda Lambert using her sexy hubby for her album sales? Oh, Lord have mercy. Headcrack, just tell me what you got. Let's move on.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it sure does pay to know the plug. And if you are in any kind of trouble, you might want to call Kim and Kanye West, a.k.a. the Negotiators. Rapper ASAP Rocky has been locked up abroad in a Swedish jail for about 2 weeks for assault, and it's been reported that the conditions he's in is deplorable.
Oh,
man. Come on, Swedish jail. It sounds like the best jail of all.
Everything Swedish in front of it's better.
Yeah. Swedish jail here is an IKEA. You get inside, you can't find your way out.
Yeah, the bunks are falling apart. The Swedish meatballs are terrible.
Like they probably got hot guards and everything.
To put the damn thing together.
You need an Allen wrench to break out.
Well, as soon as Kimye got the word about ASAP's situation, Kim hopped on the phone and made a couple calls to Jared Kushner, President Trump's son-in-law, and now Trump has reportedly sent a State Department member to Sweden who's now actively working to get ASAP out of jail and back in the U.S.
What kind of secret orange language does Kim know?
I don't know.
Like, how is she able to get him to do all of this stuff?
Is Trump helping, though, because he is friends with Kim and Kanye, or is he helping because of all this racist stuff that he has to deal with recently? So he's like, hey, look what I'm doing. I have a black friend in jail.
Right. It's probably all of the above.
It gets us talking about him.
I have a black friend in jail.
He's helping somebody black.
Yeah. I love the black people.
I love the blacks.
I love the black people.
Yeah. I love Apollo and Rocky.
Yeah.
He thought he was releasing Apollo Creed. That's right. All right, you guys, this made my day. It's something a little special for the fellas here and Heidi.
Oh,
you're all going to love this. The trailer for the much-anticipated stripper scam movie Hustlers has dropped. And it's starring some of the hottest ladies in Hollywood. I'm talking Jennifer Lopez.
Yes.
Cardi B.
Fire.
And Crazy Rich Asian star Constance Wu.
She looks hot.
Couldn't get any better? All right, check it out.
All right.
Ankle hook, knee hook. Come here, you can do the carousel. These Wall Street guys. You see what they did to this country? They stole from everybody. Hardworking people lost everything. And not one of these douchebags went to jail. The game is rigged, and it does not reward people who play by the rules. It's like robbing a bank, except you get the keys. Are you in? These are my coworkers.
Jobs, please.
What if somebody calls the cops?
And says what?
I spent $5,000 at a strip club. Send help.
Tony wouldn't let this happen. I'm going to text him.
Who gave her phone back?
I was born a flex. Yes. Diamonds on my neck. I like boarding jets. I like more than sex. But nothing in this world. I like more than jets.
Money. Yo, yo, yo.
So it's been so much much hype. You guys are all on board with this.
I love it.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm going to see that movie. What I don't like about it is promoting the young girls how to rob men.
This is a movie. It is entertainment.
I feel like whoever came up with this movie only wanted to do it to put J-Lo on that pole, honey.
Yeah. And she killed it.
Give us a visual of J-Lo on the pole.
This is going to be awesome. I can't wait to see it. I'm taking 30 people with me. I might just have to book a movie theater. Y'all want to go?
Yes.
Let's do it.
We're recording, right? We got Brett saying that? We got Brett saying that? I'm flying to Atlanta to go with you.
Well, fellas and Heidi, I'm sorry. It's not all about you because we got something for the ladies. A little eye candy, y'all. Yes, Gary. You're going to enjoy this, too.
Oh, really?
So country singer Miranda Lambert has got her fans all up in their feelings about a sexy post of her shirtless hubby on social media.
Right.
His name is Brandon Honey, and he is super hot. Now, she used her hubby to promote her new single, It All Comes Out in the Wash. Take a look.
Wow, that's a lot.
Babe. Hello.
Come on. Really?
He knew.
He may be hot, but he's a bad actor.
How many push-ups did he do before she walked through the laundry room?
Now you can record me. Stop recording. Stop recording.
He's like literally tensing his abs in a video.
And I don't really think it was to promote her new album. I think it was basically to let Blake Shelton know what she's got going on right now.
That part.
Yeah, good observation, Frank. Because this stack washer and dryer is just not it.
It looks like they're in the basement of some type of
loom.
On an apartment complex.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know Miranda was down in Section 8, honey. But anyway, y'all, it is about the album, y'all. Look at the caption she wrote. She wrote, "It all comes out in the washboard tomorrow, 6 a.m. Hashtag put that sucker on spin. House husband shirtless promo volume 1. Hashtag NYPD. Hashtag I had to. Hashtag hot cop. Hashtag new song. Hashtag you're welcome.
We need to call the hashtag police.
Guys, I know we were laughing quite a bit and having a good time, but I do want to take a moment. It's a very serious moment here that I think is going to affect all of us at Dish Nation, and it's going to affect some of you watching.
Talk about bad acting.
Instagram. Yes, it's about Instagram. They've removed the like button. You know, you post a picture, and they've removed that like button.
Of course, it's not like that.
Instagram?
Uh-huh.
How will I survive?
No, they're doing it. It's just in Australia, New Zealand, Ireland, Italy, Japan, and Brazil for now. I guess they're testing there. And then
where all the bikini models are from.
Seriously. Facebook's Australia and New Zealand's director of policy said this about the change, quote, "We hope this test will remove the pressure of how many likes a post will receive so you can focus on sharing the things you love. The goal is that users feel less judged and to see whether this change can help people focus less on likes and more on just telling their story."
Well, then how will I know I look pretty today?
Oh, you do.
Oh, you look pretty.
You do.
Let me clarify a little bit. Instagram will be hiding the like count.
That's fine.
So
okay.
I hate social media as it is. I think it's the devil.
This is socialism
media.
It is
the devil, too.
Everybody's equally pretty and equally
ugly. We all get the same amount of likes.
If this really goes down, there will be less thirst trap pictures because the girls and the guys post for the likes. So no more doing it for the gram.
But I'm sure they'll have something to compensate for the likes. Trust me. It's going to either be views or something else.
It's
comments.
Everyone's going to live vicariously through the comments.
It'll be a lot of eggplant and then water splash emojis, you know? And you're like, he liked it. He really liked it.
If you rely on IG to make money, you could take a screenshot of how many likes and then send that brand.
Boom! Yes.
We can still make that money.
It is.
All right, y'all. Up next, find out what NBA star had to clap back online at the trolls for coming for his wife's dancing, y'all. We'll be right back after the break.
Dish Nation.
Hey,
head crack. Now, you know who can be really scary these days?
Who?
The IRS.
Yo, you know any of our viewers need to worry about the IRS.
And why is that?
Listen up, y'all. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, all you have to do is call Civic Tax Relief for free tax relief information.
You mean to tell me the information is completely free?
Yup. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS, stop added fees and wage garnishments, finally break free from the IRS.
Ooh, child, I feel relieved already.
Right, so all our viewers see what new programs you qualify for. This is limited. This information is free. The consultation is free.
And all you have to do is call?
Yep. Call now. Civic Tax Relief Special Tax Hotline can help you discover all the relief programs you qualify for free. Just call 1-800-506-5803.
Give it to them one more time here, Craig.
Okay, I got y'all. It's 1-800-506-5803. Don't wait. Call 1-800-506-5803.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey,
Steph Curry is not about to let the stands come for his wife, honey. The NBA star had to send a quick little message out to the internet trolls defending his bae, Ayesha Curry, after they were going off on her about her Millie Rock dance. After opening, by the way, her new restaurant, the trolls did not like her dancing, but of course, take a look at what he had to say.
Slow news day today, I see, huh? Just make sure y'all send me the video of you dancing at your own restaurant opening. Because we're going to keep Millie rocking until that happens. You know what I'm saying?
Steph Curry coming through with the light skin aggression.
Yes. That's
come
right.
Through with the slam dunk, boo, for exactly. Your boo.
Mm. He just doing that to play, Kato. He don't even like the damn dance. He don't even
that's
like
not true. It was like so cute. And she did it for him, so nobody should have had anything to say. He was sitting
well,
right there.
Well, that dress was ugly she had on, too.
It don't
like
matter. It wasn't
dog.
Ugly to her husband.
Matter? Like, she's celebrating, like, something dope. She's opening, like, multiple restaurants.
Exactly.
You can't Millie shame this woman. And like, let us celebrate.
I like the way he called it out. He said he Millie rocking because she opened up her fourth restaurant,
Cuatro.
Okay? So you might as well rename it the Money Rock, okay? Now.
We're moving on. Can't wait to catch this. It's called Power, Influence, and Hip-Hop. The remarkable rise of So-So Def is coming on tonight on WeTV.
Ooh.
But there's one particular story that caught our attention, and it has to do with Mariah Carey. Now, Mariah recently said that her marriage to Tommy Mottola was like being in prison.
Oh,
and
wow.
And we're promoting the documentary, Jermaine Dupri seems to have backed it all up by speaking on his own encounter with them, along with you, Brad, that took place Rob was courting at Mariah and Tommy's house. Take a look.
I didn't even know what we was walking into, but I felt it once I was there when the little situation left and her and Brett, they left the house. I could feel like, man, what the hell is this? Like, I was looking around like, boy, we're somewhere else that I didn't know we were, you know. I felt like we was definitely in a situation when they left, and I don't want to tell people, but you got to watch it, but yeah, when they left and they ran off from the house.
What was going on in the house that they ran out?
Girl, we were shooting a video, Always Be My Baby, and I don't want to tell it on, I'm going to let y'all watch it tonight.
Okay.
Oh.
But she had like 100 cars in the garage.
Oh,
right. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, whose cars are these? She was like, mine. I was like, what are we waiting for? Let's go. Didn't know that the Secret Service and the Mafia and they was going to be pulling out guns and all kind of stuff was happening back at Mariah's house with Tommy Mottola. And I left JD there. I didn't think that, you know what I'm saying? The situation was going to get that crazy, but they put an APB out on us. It was crazy.
And not to spoil much that we'll learn tonight, but like, y'all went to do something like basic and fun, like regular people stuff.
We was driving a mile away in one of her own cars to get some fries from Burger King.
Well, thank you so much for that, Brad. Can't wait to check it out tonight. It's called Power, Influence, and Hip-Hop, The Remarkable Rise of So-So Def. We here for it.
Y'all know what time it is?
It's deal time!
Need something to help you relax and boost your mood after a long, stressful day? Then you'll love this ultrasonic diffuser. It's carefully designed to deliver a powerful stream of mist so you can fully experience the therapeutic benefits of aromatherapy. It includes rose gold 300-milliliter diffuser with 3 essential oils, lavender, eucalyptus, and orange.
I like this, Brad. How does it work?
Well, Portia, all you have to do is just simply add water and 5 to 7 drops of your favorite essential oil. And check this out. The runtime is 9 hours, so it gives you just enough time to transform your space, reduce your stress, and infuse your natural state of being.
I love this. And it lights up. How much is it?
Well, the Spiria Rose Gold Ultrasonic Diffuser with essential oils has been seen as high as $99. But for our Dish Nation viewers, it's only $39.
Say word! Okay.
to MorningSave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
Up next, Portia. You need parent advice from Black China?
No.
Well, honey, she'll give it to you anyway, baby, right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey, what up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish.
Okay.
Now, Portia, listen up, because a certain celebrity mom is out here on social media dishing up some parenting advice.
Okay.
And it's none other than Black China.
Okay.
Yeah, the notorious reality star and ex-fiancé of Rob Kardashian posted what she believes are 7 things every child should hear from their parents, and they are, I love you.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I forgive you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm listening. This is your responsibility, and you have what it takes to succeed.
Oh. Wow. I like the I'm sorry. I'm going to tell you why, because we as parents have to also take accountability.
Yeah,
if you say something that may hurt their feelings, you have to respect that you might have overreacted or said something to hurt their feelings.
Okay.
Just acknowledge them. That's all.
Okay. Yeah, life's tough. Walk it off isn't necessarily the answer to everything.
Even for a 3-year-old.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, and the crazy thing, like, people can say what they want to say about Black China as it relates to her social persona.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what happens when she goes in the house, removes that wig, and be like, you know.
Exactly.
Angela. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, she's probably a great mom. Like, anyone who's willing to knuckle up at Disney World.
I was just about to say that.
That's Mom Dukes.
There you go.
That's Mom.
And you know what? A lot of women who have had really tumultuous relationships with their mom, like, their relationship with her mom, Tokyo Toni, is so toxic.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that made Black China want to be the best mom.
Yes,
you know?
So out of these 7 things, right, what is something that your parents never said to you?
I don't think my mama, she ain't say she was sorry.
Yeah, man, I never said
they might
sorry.
Say they sorry before they whoop you. I'm sorry, this gonna hurt me more than it hurt you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'm sorry, but my mama be like, I'm right. Yeah. Whatever I say is right. You're gonna do what I say, whether it's right or wrong. I'm right, and I'm not sorry.
And Black parents say I'm sorry by taking you to McDonald's, finally getting you that ice cream.
I won't say a word to you.
I can use these now. This is for the new parents. This is for the new generation.
Exactly.
They won't be beat down, battered, and loved hard like we were. So I'm going to use this.
Some of these damn kids need that love, honey. Yeah. That beat down love.
That beat down good love.
All right, y'all. So here on Dish, we've talked a lot about celebrity offspring that follow their parents' footsteps, right? Like Reese Witherspoon's daughter, Ava, who wants to act, or Cindy Crawford's daughter, Kaya, who's a model. And now Elizabeth Hurley's son, Damian, is following in his mom's footsteps, modeling in a campaign for beauty mogul Pat McGrath's new line. But everybody is freaking out online at how much he looks just like Elizabeth in the campaign. Take a look.
Skindividuality. Skinsational.
Yo, I like to call a flag on a play. Like, this dude out here looking like a bad bitch. Like,
right.
This ain't even fair. Like,
they threw him in there. I thought he was one of the female models.
Yes. Hey, I look like Jackie O.
He was serving.
They need to put a disclaimer before that man.
Yeah. I mean, his hair was beautiful. His eyes.
He's gorgeous. They're probably gonna use him all over for stuff because he's got a very versatile look.
They should do Weirder Science, where it's like two nerdy girls trying to make the perfect dude.
Yeah.
And when I say perfect dude, like, I don't mean, like, I'm saying this in the toughest way possible.
You're saying that he's a perfect dude?
Nah.
Up next, find out how one man's toupee got him in trouble with the police. Heidi and Frank and our Chewy will have that next.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Woo!
A 65-year-old Colombian man was arrested at the Barcelona airport trying to smuggle 0.5 kilo of cocaine.
What?
Yeah, but here's the best part. It was hidden under his toupee.
No way.
Yes, the wig was sitting suspiciously high on the man's head due to the large bag of coke.
What?
The official said it was actually his nervous behavior that gave him away. But, well, take a look at the picture.
Oh, my.
Sitting a little high.
You know, I think
he would have got away with it without the toupee and just said that's a man bun.
If he was a little bit younger and like had a beard, and like dressed a little more hipster instead of a, you know, dad outfit of a sweater vest and a striped shirt,
V-neck.
He could have done that man bun. I'm also now looking back at in history and going, I think Abe Lincoln was smuggling something under that damn hat. Now that I'm thinking about it,
you've never smuggled anything under your toupee or hat?
I don't think so.
No, I usually just keister stuff.
Really?
Huh? Have you?
I got stuff. Well, I don't.
I don't know if this is even intentional. I think every Colombian man is born with half a kilo on top of his head. I mean, he's a Colombian man.
That's how they tell you're Colombian.
Wow. No offense to our Colombian viewers and fans.
Yes. None at all.
We love you.
Yes. Also, they always have coffee somewhere on them as well.
Yes. Cafecito.
Yeah, always.
Great coffee and great cocaine. You are the best.
Why would you go anywhere else?
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to MorningSave.com to take advantage of today's great deal.
Dish Nation.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.